Central, only on GSN.
Because you got $5,000. Oh! One more left.
Stop!
Stop it at four! You did a game!
Stop!
Stop at four! Stop! Oh! Dave's getting away with me.
Today, these three players will compete for high stakes, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Tamarkin.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob, Roddy, and welcome everyone to Press Your Luck. As you know, we are the most competitive game in television. And without further ado, let's meet the three competitors who are going to be pressing their luck today, starting with our returning champion, Ellie McKinney. How are you, Ellie?
Fine. Great.
$4,875. What are you going to do with that money, Ellie?
I'm going to get it all in cash and take it home and count it.
Let's meet one of your challengers, Kathy Chamberlain. Hiya, Kathy. How are you?
Good.
Kathy, you're a student?
Yes, I am.
And you are working?
Yes, I'm working three jobs, as a matter of fact. It's a rough life, but no time.
How do you have the time to come here?
I took out time. What? I should be home studying, but this is more exciting.
And our second challenger is Michael Haynes. Okay. How are you, Michael?
Doing great, Peter. Thank you.
Doing great. Michael. What is this? You came here, 10 years ago? What's the story?
Oh, I'm visiting, by the way.
For 10 years?
Yeah, I came here for two weeks 10 years ago, and I decided, okay, I'll visit a little longer, so I'm still here.
I've had some relatives come to the house that have done that. It's a long visit.
You probably want to kick them out, huh?
Players, I'm going to ask you four questions, and your correct answers will earn you spins at our Big Pressure Luck game board. The more spins you have, the more money you can win, because as you know, our board is loaded with thousands of dollars in cash. Sensational prizes every time you stop the board like this. Stop! That can happen to you, too. So it will make you even sadder, so stay away from it, all right? Oh, I'm bummed. All right, are you all ready to press your luck?
Yes.
Here's the first question. According to a survey by Better Homes and Gardens magazine, in a married woman's life, which of her relatives causes her the most stress, Kathy?
Mother-in-law.
All right, mother-in-law. If you are right, Kathy, you'll pick up three spins. I'm going to take your answer and two others, give them to Ellie and Michael. If they're right, they'll earn a spin apiece. Is the correct answer mother-in-law, children, or parents? Ellie?
I'm going to say children.
Ellie's going to say children. We're going to pop over to Michael.
I'm going to have to go with the mother-in-law.
I'm going to have to go with the mother-in-law. Don't go too far. The married lady's greatest stress is caused by her in-laws or mother-in-law is fine. Absolutely right. Ellie has a great mother-in-law, obviously, so she gets no spins. Kathy buzzed in, goes to three, and Michael gets a spin. Here's your second question. We all know that Sean Connery is back as James Bond. But did you know that his recent film, Never Say Never Again, is a remake? What was the original title? Michael.
You Only Live Twice.
All right, is the correct answer, You Only Live Twice, Dr. No or Thunderball? Ellie?
I'm going to say Thunderball.
Thunderball, says Ellie. Kathy, what do you think?
I'll say Dr. No.
Dr. No. Well, Never Say Never Again is really a remake of Thunderball. That means Ellie picks up a spin. This hat is called a bowler in England after its English inventor. But what do we Americans call a bowler? Michael?
A derby.
All right, is the correct answer derby, top hat, or kegler? Ellie?
Derby.
Ellie says it's a derby. Kathy, what do you
say?
I'll
say it's a derby.
Derby. We call a bowler a derby.
Yeah!
Ellie picks up a spin, goes to two, Kathy goes to four, and Michael buzzed in, goes to four. All right, here is the fourth and final question. When you're dining on ceviche or sashimi, what kind of food are you eating, Kathy?
Ground beef.
Okay, is the correct answer ground beef, fish, or veal, Ellie?
Fish.
Fish, says Ellie. Let's go over to Michael.
I have to agree with Ellie, fish.
Fish. All those dishes are fish. Oh, Ellie goes to three, Kathy stays at 4 and would like to take that answer back. Michael goes to 5. Well done. And you can all have a chance to convert your spins into big Fresh Your Luck dollars. But we come back right after this. Don't go away. We are back, and it's time to convert those spins into dollars. We've got 13,000 of those dollars up there on that board, as well as some surprises and a few whammies, just to keep you honest. Remember, each spin can bring you up to $1,500, and that is important because the player who ends this round on top gets to play last in the final round. That is a distinct advantage. Remember, you can pass your remaining spins at any time during your turn if you're afraid of the whammy, and everything is at stake each time you spin, and 4 whammies put you out of the game. With that in mind, we're going to go to the player with the fewest spins, and that's our champion, Ellie, with 3 spins, no dollars. Are you ready to make some money, Ellie?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Come
big on, bucks.
Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $300. 2 spins left, Ellie. Press your luck or pass.
Press my luck.
Ellie's going for it.
Stop
at a stainless steel cookware. The value of that cookware is $551. $851, Ellie. 1 spin left.
I'm going to go.
Ellie's going for it.
Stop
at a whammy.
Hateful.
All right, Ellie. No dollars, 1 whammy. We're now going to go over to Kathy and see how she does with 4 spins and no dollars. Are you ready, Kathy?
Yes, I'm
okay.
Ready.
This is not raw meat.
Come
up here,
on,
Kathy.
Big
These
bucks.
Are
Stop.
Dollars at $300.
Yeah.
3 spins, $300. You're in first place for now, Kathy.
Go for it.
Kathy's going.
Come on, stop.
Oh. Good. All right, Kathy, no dollars. You're even with Ellie with each a whammy. 2 spins, though, you've got. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Here we go.
Here we go.
All right, come on, big bucks. Here we go. Stop.
Oh. Oh, hit him. All right, Kathy, you have no dollars. 2 whammies, 1 spin. You want to be careful about picking up a 3rd whammy to go into the second round, but you do have 1 spin. What's your pleasure? You can take it or you can pass the spin to either Michael or Ellie.
Oh, I can do to either one?
Yeah.
Yeah, so who do I want to give it to? I don't want it, that's for sure.
Ellie has 1 whammy, Michael's got no whammies.
Okay, so I will pass it to Ellie.
Ellie. All right, it goes to Ellie. Here it comes, Ellie. 1 spin in the pass count. You have to take it. 1 whammy's up there, no dollars. Let's see if you can make some money.
Stop
at $300. You averted the whammy. $300, you're in first place for the now. We'll go over to Michael. 5 spins, no dollars. Michael, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You look ready.
All right, that's just some big bucks. Be good to me. Stop!
Oh!
That's the only one I get.
It's out of your system,
glad
right?
Glad to see him. He's out of the way.
All right, here we go.
All right, big bucks, baby. Come on. Let's go. Let's
here we go.
Big bucks. Stop!
$400. Right. First place, Michael, 400, 3 spins.
Fresh
up the pen. Going on, he says.
Let's go. Be good to me. I want to see some big bucks. And stop.
$300 right. And a spin. $700. Still 3 spins. What are you going to do, Michael?
Oh, I'm going to press my luck.
All right, here we go.
All right. Big bucks. Stop.
Oh.
3, 2, 1. Big bucks. Hey, you were supposed to wait for me.
Well, Michael, no dollars, 2 whammies, 2 spins left. What you gonna do? Gotta be careful about picking up that 3rd whammy.
Peter, I'm gonna press my luck one more time.
One more time, says Michael. 2 whammies on the line. Here he goes, looking for
right,
big bucks.
And stop
at $525. That's first place, Michael. 1 spin left, press your luck, or pass
I'm
it to Ellie.
I'm feeling pretty good, so I'm gonna be nice to Ellie.
You're gonna pass it to Ellie. She's the player with the next highest amount of money. Ellie, here it comes. Could put you in first place, or could do other things to you. Here you go. First place is at stake. Everybody's got 2 whammies. That means Ellie's at $0 and 2 whammies. Kathy's at $0 and 2 whammies. Michael's at $525 and 2 whammies. You're the advantage, Michael. You're in first place. We'll be right back with more questions, spins, prizes, surprises. So don't you dare go away. Okay, gang, here's what I've got. 4 questions. That gives you an opportunity to answer those 4 questions, and those questions answers become spins. In this round, remember, a spin can be worth as much as $5,000. Lot of money, and the player who ends this round on top gets to take that money home and come back again next time. Are you ready to press
yes.
your luck? Here we go. Every year, about 6 million pregnancies occur in the United States. What fraction of these are unintentional? Kathy?
A half.
One half. Is the correct answer 1/2, 1/4, or 3/4? Ellie?
I'm going to say 1/4.
Ellie is going to say 1/4. Let's go over to Michael and see what he says.
Unintentional? I would say half
and half. Of the annual 6 million pregnancies in this country, 1/2 are unintentional. Unintentional? Wrong house. Okay. Ellie gets nine. Kathy buzzed in and went with a half and picks up 3. Who is right? And Michael picks up a spin. Here we go to the second question. Strange. We are now paying 20 cents to mail a first-class letter. If the Postal Service gets its way, what will the rate be changed to in 1984, Ellie?
23 cents.
Is the correct answer 23 cents, 22 cents, or 25 cents, Kathy?
Ellie sounded pretty sure. I'll go with her. 20, what'd she say? 20?
23 cents, Kathy. Let's go over to Michael.
I have to agree. I know a postman, and it is 23 cents.
23 cents. Next year, the post office wants to pay 23 cents to mail a letter. Surprising and ask for $23. Ellie picks up 3 big spins. Could be worth as much as $15,000, Ellie. Kathy goes to 4, and Michael goes to 2. Here is our third question. Look at this poised hand. I love it. It's great. She is the first lady of the American theater with 2 Oscars, 2 Tonys, and at least 1 theater named after her. Tell us who she is. All this was a bunch of nonsense. You guys weren't going to do anything. All right, class. Multiple choice time. If you're right, I'll give you a spin apiece. Actually, you'll earn the spin apiece. I'll give you the question again. She is the first lady of the American theater with 2 Oscars, 2 Tonys, and at least 1 theater named after her. Tell us who she is. Is it Ethel Barrymore, Lillian Gish, or Helen Hayes? Ellie?
I'll say Lillian Gish.
Lillian Gish says Ellie. Let's go to Kathy.
I'll say Ethel Barrymore. Lillian Gish sounds too old.
Ethel Barrymore. Kathy, Michael.
And what were those 3 selections
Ethel
again?
Barrymore, Lillian Gish, or Helen Hayes?
I'm going to say Ethel Barrymore.
Ethel Barrymore. Well, the described first lady of our theater is Helen Hayes. You guys didn't get it even a multiple choice. Ridiculous. What the heck? Okay. We're now going to go to our 4th question. It is our 4th, isn't it? I lost track. I don't know what day this is. Okay. President Reagan's ancestral hometown is Ballyporeen, where a local pub has been renamed in his honor. In what country is the town of Ballyporeen? Kathy.
France.
France is the correct answer. France, Ireland, or Scotland? Ellie.
I'll say Ireland.
Ellie will say Ireland. Let's bounce over to Michael and see what he says.
Ballyporeen, did
Ballyporeen,
you say?
Right.
Okay, I'm going to have to say Ireland.
Ireland. Ballyporeen is in ye old Ireland.
Right.
Yes. Ellie goes to 4. Kathy stays at 4. And Michael goes to 3. And all our players be taking those spins to the big board and decide who the winner's going to be on Pressure Up. So don't go away. $50,000 up on that board just waiting for you to take it. We also have some whammies, so you want to be careful. Just look at your monies. We don't have to do much looking with Ellie and Kathy. They have $0 both. Michael has $525. You are in the advantage position. You're going to play last in the final round. Sit back and relax.
Yeah.
We're going to go to the player with the least amount of money. We have a tie between Ellie and Kathy. Player to my left goes first, Ellie. 4 spins, 2 whammies, no dollars. Are you ready, Ellie, to make some money?
Come on, big bucks. Stop
at $4,000. That's a spin, Ellie. What a recovery. Still have 4 spins, $4,000, 2 whammies.
Press my luck.
Ellie's going to press her luck. $4,000 on the line.
Stop.
Oh.
Yes, yes, yes.
4,000 gone, Ellie. No dollars. More importantly, we have 3 whammies. 1 more whammy, and it puts you out of the game. You do have 3 spins left. What are you going
to
do?
Go.
Going to go? All right. 3 spins, no dollars, 3 whammies, $1,000 and a spin. Ellie, you had the same 3 spins, $1,000, first place, 3 whammies. What are you going to do?
I'm going to go.
Going to go, $1,000, 3 whammies.
Stop!
$5,000 and a spin, Ellie. Gutsy move, $6,000, 3 spins, 3 whammies, first place by $5,500. What are you going to do, Ellie? Press your luck or pass?
I'm going to go once more.
Okay, Ellie, I must say, you really play fast and loose. 6,000 on the line, 3 Emmys. Stop at $750. 6,750, 2 spins left, 3 Emmys. First place by over $6,000.
I'm going to pass.
They get passed to Michael. Michael's the player with the next highest amount of money. Two come to you, Michael. You can contemplate those for a while we talk to Kathy with 4 spins, no dollars, two Emmys. You ready, Kathy?
Right, yes, I'm ready.
Looking for big bucks.
Come on, big bucks. Stop!
$2,000. Second place, Kathy. 3 spins, 2 Emmys. Trust your luck or pass.
I'm going for
Kathy's
it.
Kathy's going on.
Come 2000 on,
stake.
Here we go. Stop!
Stop at London. Our trip to London valued at $2,811 brings you to $4,811. Second place, about $2,000 less than Ellie. Two Emmys, 2 spins.
Right. I'm going to go for it.
Exactly. Here we
going. Go. Come on, big
$4,811 at stake. $1,500. Brings your total up to $6,211, about $600 less than Ellie. 1 spin left, Kathy.
No.
What are you going to do with it? Trust your luck or pass?
Oh, I have to go. I'm
going to go. All right, Kathy. $6,211.
Come on, big bucks. Here we go. Stop.
$4,000 mega spin, Kathy. You have $10,211. 1 spin left. You can press your luck or pass that spin to Ellie. $10,211. 1 spin. You've got about $3,000 more than Ellie. You can pass it to her, or you can take it yourself. Pass it. Goes to Ellie. 1 spin to you, Ellie. 6753 whammies. 1 more whammy, you're out of the game, Ellie.
Okay.
Fend it off and make some money. Let's see how
right.
you can do.
Stop.
Stop at $2,000. 8750. Ellie, you're in second place. Solid second now. Michael's sitting there with $525. 2 spins he has to take. 2 whammies up there. Are you ready, Michael?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
All right, big bucks.
Oh, the Virgin Islands. Michael, a trip worth $3,360 brings you up to $3,885, about $5,000 less than Ellie. One more you got to take.
I got a question.
Here it goes.
Big bucks, baby. Be good to me. And stop!
$500 and a spin brings you up to $4,385. You now have 4 spins, not 14. You have
14.
You have 4. You're in second, third place, sorry.
Peter, I gotta go.
All right, Michael, $4,385 on the line. Here
we go. Big bucks, and stop!
Stop at $500. $4,885. 3 spins left, Michael.
No questions. I'm pressing
my luck. No question, Michael says. Pressing his luck. $4,885. Stop at $2,000. $6,885. Still about $2,000 less than Ellie. 2 spins left. Third place, Michael.
What is the difference?
Well, you're in third place. You have about $2,000 less than Ellie. About $3,500 less than Kathy.
No question, and I gotta go.
Yep, you're still in third place. Pressing his luck, says Michael, and here he goes.
Big bucks, big bucks. I want the big bucks. And stop.
Stop at $2,250, Michael. Now the situation has changed, Michael. You are in second place with $9,135. You have 1 spin left.
No.
You have to win $1,000. You have to get over $1,000 to beat Kathy. Okay. Kathy, you ready? $10,211.
Be good.
All right, Michael, here you go.
Be good.
Who's the champion, Kathy or Michael?
And stop.
$1,500, and it's Michael. Pulled it out by $400 over Kathy. Congratulations, Michael. We're going to be right to come back and find out exactly what you won right after this.
Get a jump start on your morning with a classic viewing pleasure. A game show where you could win all you ever wanted and more. Sale of the Century. Next, only on GSN.
Your luck! We're back with today's big Trust Your Luck winner, Michael. That's $10,635, Michael. Sit back and enjoy it because Rod Roddy's going to tell you everything you've won. Rod?
I sure will, Peter. Michael, we'll jet you and your companion round-trip coach from Los Angeles for a 6-night stay, modified American plan, at the luxurious Frenchman's Reef on St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands. They'll pamper you and spoil you and leave you with pleasures you'll never forget at the Frenchman's Reef Holiday Inn. That prize, totaling $3,360, combined with the $7,275 in cash you won, gives you a grand total, Michael, of $10,635. Congratulations!
Congratulations, Michael. $10,635. I recall you answered the most questions right in the second round, which proves the answers turn into spins, but turn into dollars.
That's
congratulations.
Right.
Ellie, you've been a great champ. You didn't make it today, but you got yourself $4,875. I want to thank you for being with us. You were terrific. And say hello to Seven and Tawny for us, will you please? Kathy, you played real well. But you're not going to be going away empty-handed. We have some nice prizes for you. I thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to be seeing you next time, Michael. Until then, we have a strong expression of her feelings from Carrie Ann Helm, age 7, of Osakis, Minnesota. Whammy, whammy, where are you? Stay away, because I hate you. I agree with you, Carrie. This is Peter Tamarkin saying so long for Press Your Luck. Bye-bye.
Here's what... Hey, everyone, I'm Jeff Foxworthy, here to tell you about an all-new season of the American Bible Challenge.
The American Bible Challenge is looking for a fresh new batch of Bible brainiacs. Casting for Season 3 continues on Saturday, September 28th in Dallas, Texas, and in New York City.
Who knew it would become the number one show on the Game Show Network?
Go to gsntv.com/casting for more information. The American Bible Challenge, Season 3, coming in 2014, only on GSN.